This book is designed to encourage, comfort, and steady the church of all times in setting forth the ultimate triumph of the kingdom of Christ. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Revelation. The long warfare between good and evil will end. Satan, the beast, and false prophet will be overthrown, and the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. Revelation is the central terminal where all the great and various paths of the prophetic word meet and are thus the consummation of all revealed truth. It is meant to be understood for the following reasons. First of all, it is a revelation or unveiling. Secondly, it promises a blessing to those who read, hear, and keep its words of prophecy. A key is given to the understanding of the book. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Revelation is the grand finale of the Bible, and the ultimate triumph of Jesus Christ. The writer is God Himself. God communicated it through Christ to an angel, to John, who wrote it down and sent the book to the churches of the earth. The book of Revelation supplements other scriptures and gives us a statement of what is to occur at the close of the age. In the midst of the operations of Satan, the domination of evil, strife, and distress, when things are the blackest, the coming of Jesus Christ crushes the forces of evil and brings in the new age that was set forth in such glowing terms by the Old Testament prophets. In these studies, we have passed through the centuries of time. In the 66 books of the Bible is a divine revelation, truth given by the inspiration of God. By this revelation, we know the living and true God. The deep yearnings of our soul come to rest in Him. By it, we know of our need of salvation and the way of salvation in Jesus Christ. We glance back and can readily see the unity of the Bible, which came to us over a period of about 1,600 years. In the 66 books is one book. It is the unfolding of the ages. We are carried to the very end. We know that, in the end, the kingdom of Christ will spread over the whole earth, that peace and righteousness shall be worldwide, and that finally, the earth shall be rolled together as a scroll, and we shall be forever with the Lord. Study this book to see the triumph of Christ.